Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. This is the State of California. Doug Sovereign is off today. Researchers from the Public Policy Institute of California teamed up with Stanford to develop what they say is a health-inclusive California poverty measure to understand how Medi-Cal expansion could benefit undocumented immigrants.
Researchers looked at data from the fall of 2021 and reviewed insurance needs and costs. When factoring in health coverage, researchers found the poverty rate to be much higher among non-citizens. But if the state-funded expansion of Medi-Cal coverage is successful, it could bring that rate down. For more, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Patricia Malagon, Research Associate at Public Policy Institute of California. She is the co-author of this important report. Thank you so much for joining us, Patricia.
Hi. Yeah, thank you so much for having me today. Excited to answer some of your questions.
I got a lot of them, but let's start with the key takeaways of the report.
Yeah, so this report explores the impact of health insurance on California poverty. And over the past decade, there have been numerous expansions of Medi-Cal and federal subsidies under the Affordable Care Act that improved access to coverage for many Californians. But we hadn't been able to study the impact of these coverage expansions on economic well-being. So this report attempted to assess the impact of health coverage, and in doing so, we developed the Health Inclusive California Poverty Measure, which you mentioned is a research effort between PPIC and Stanford. So what this poverty metric does is integrate health insurance as a basic need along with food and housing. So our analysis found that, you know, Medi-Cal plays an important role in reducing poverty. Without Medi-Cal, poverty among young children could increase from 7% to 16.9%. And, you know, you mentioned poverty rates are highest among groups that are likely to lack health care coverage, in particular non-citizens. And this is due to federal eligibility rules that often exclude this group from accessing public benefits. And, you know, Covered California also reduces poverty by providing premium subsidies at lower costs for low and middle income Californians.
How does it reduce poverty? Is it just as simple as the fact that the government's paying your health insurance now so you don't have to pay it out of pocket, or is there more at play?
Yeah, so there are many factors that go into reducing poverty, you know, housing costs, food, wages, getting access to safety net benefits. So, you know, it's not similar. Health insurance is not similar to other safety net programs where you can get, like, you know, a EBT card or cash assistance. You know, this is, everybody has like a healthcare need that needs to be met, but not everyone has, you know, healthcare coverage. And not having access to healthcare coverage doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to get healthcare coverage. And this, it just makes it more affordable for families. Right. You know, they don't have to, be at risk of like financial shocks from medical crisis, medical debt. So this is how, you know, it just reduces their medical out-of-pocket expenses.
Sure. I'm wondering if you can dispel some misconceptions that may be out there. And maybe they're deservedly so, but how will pulling people out of poverty in California help the overall economy?
Yeah, that's a great question. And in our report, we didn't focus much on how, you know, our scope was like limited to poverty. But what we saw was, you know, if we look at different across the state, housing costs vary dramatically. So by lifting people out of poverty, they're, you know, we are able to like capture.
Are they able to participate more in the economy, maybe?
Yeah. So I'm sorry, this is.
No, it's understandable. It's a very complicated thing, but I guess there are a lot of critics out there who might say, well, first off, when did the federal eligibility rules were lifted to allow Medi-Cal to do this for non-documented immigrants? How will that affect the economy? And I think many people might jump to the conclusion that it'll hurt the economy, but in a way it actually helps because they actually allow the people who are suffering from poverty actually participate in the economy. Is that true?
Yeah. So, you know, California began expanding Medi-Cal in 2016 to young children. And, you know, this allowed, the report didn't focus much on how this would, you know, allow people to get involved in the economy. But, you know, it reduces their medical out-of-pocket expenditures. And, you know, it, they're able to not be at risk of like medical debt or other financial shocks from, you know, illnesses and all these other, you know, medical related costs. So I guess this frees up their resources and allows them to move out of poverty and, you know, use the expenses that would have gone to medical costs to other things or basic needs that they need to be met as well.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Patricia Malagon is a research associate at the Public Policy Institute of California and the co-author of the report. By the way, you can hear The State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It is also available on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.